Tensions remain high in the troubled Palestinian territory of Gaza, which has seen some of the bloodiest fighting in years. The violence has also plunged the already struggling Mideast peace process into a state of near total collapse. Medical sources say more than 100 Palestinians, most of them civilians, were killed when Israeli forces launched a series of military incursions into the northern part of Gaza to try to suppress rockets being fired at Israel by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Three Israelis have been killed during the same period. For its part, Israel has warned that it might have no choice but to reoccupy Gaza unless the rocket attacks cease. The Jewish state withdrew its settlers and troops from the territory in 2005, and last June the Islamic militant group Hamas seized control of the coastal strip. The dramatic upsurge in fighting in Gaza prompted Pope Benedict to appeal for an end to the conflict in the territory. In his Angelus address last Sunday, the Pope called on both Israelis and Palestinians to unconditionally halt this spiral of violence. He said, "Only by showing absolute respect for human life, even if it is that of the enemy, can one hope to give a future of peace and coexistence to both of those peoples who have their root in the Holy Land." Even before this latest fighting, Gaza was already struggling with a grave economic crisis resulting from an Israeli blockade and the cut-off in direct aid by many Western countries after the election of the Hamas-ruled government in the coastal strip. And now the death and destruction caused by the fighting over the past week has worsened the misery of the inhabitants of Gaza, a place that often has been called the world's largest open-air prison. Father Manuel Musallam is the only Catholic priest in Gaza and director of a Catholic school in the territory. He said the Gazan people are in desperate straits, both physically and psychologically.
Gaza is living a hard time, stress, fear, death, suffering, crying, all that. And this punishment is not merited by us. We don't merit this. We are not bad persons. We are not violent persons, as they say. We are good persons, poor persons. And what is passing over Gaza now is a crime of war.
Is there a fear there that Israel will launch full-scale ground offensive?
What is passing here in Gaza is a war from the side of Israel against Gaza, but Gaza is not doing war against Israel. The number of suffering people here in Gaza, the number of the destroyed houses, the number of wounded persons, the number of families who left their homes is so big that it is a drama in Gaza. The war which is done is not respecting the creation of God, man. You see, all these injured persons are by the big bombs or big missiles. So those who are injured, they have in mind only one thing. They ask God to die because they cannot remain in this suffering. They are mutilated. In the hospitals, we haven't the way to support them. I asked a doctor who is working in the main hospital in Gaza about the wounds of the people, the dead persons. He said, "I mutilated this day 15 persons." So they die or they are mutilated on the place. The ambulances cannot arrive to them. They impede the ambulances even to reach them. So most of these persons died, and those who are the intensive care will die each day. We have 2, 3, 4, and many of them are small children.
Have you been to the hospitals in the last few days? What is the situation like in the hospitals? Is there enough medicine to treat them?
First of all, we haven't medicaments. The hospital is not offering for these people the first aid. Beds, they haven't. The number of the wounded persons who come to the hospital is so big, the number, that they put them on the ground, and many of them die on the ground and even outside the hospital because they haven't any places in the corridors to put them. And the lack of doctors, the number of doctors is not enough to to give help for these wounded persons, they called for the staff nurses to help them. Now the staff nurses are doing a hard job, and because of that, many die. Because they haven't enough the necessary medicaments, many of them will not survive because they will have the gangrene. It is a place of lamentation, of suffering.
You say when they amputate them, when they have to amputate their limbs, these wounded people, are they able to do it with pain relief, with anesthetic?
They haven't. Many are suffering the operations without anesthesia. They must bring it from Israel. So Israel is not giving them regularly the medicaments, regularly the necessary for the operations. Many are suffering operation without any help. They suffer that because rapidly they must do something to save him. And among the 300 persons who are wounded, I think that more than 100 will die. Each day we have 3, 4, 5, 6, even 10 persons who are dying. And those who were transported to Egypt, most of them died in closest hospital.
In recent weeks, Israel had come under increasing pressure, especially from Europe, to ease its blockade of Gaza and to alleviate the humanitarian suffering that it's causing. But now, with this fighting, isn't this likely, this hope is likely to have gone away?
First, what Israel is saying, it is a big lie. Israel is not offering, and she hasn't offered the past days, even before these clashes, the necessary things for the people. The borders are completely closed, and the Israelis are not offering enough food, enough materials for Gaza. We have no cement, no gravel, no any work. Israelis are giving to Gaza only something to survive.
Do you think that the fighting in Gaza will have ruined the chances for perhaps getting the peace process underway? What do people think about that? Do they think that it really will have been the nail in the coffin, as we say?
To think about peace, to hope, is human. And I can tell you, peace in this country is possible if justice is possible, if development is possible, if charity is possible. But in this country, neither charity, nor truth, nor development, nor justice is done. So the people here in Gaza are living this despair in time of hope. We hope, but we are living in despair. We are under occupation since 67. Until now, the peace process is moving on. So we are sure that Israel will not give us our rights. And because of that, the people is aware that the war will continue on. We are sure that Israel is delaying the problem, is delaying the peace process. They spoke this year, we will begin the talks about Jerusalem, about the right of return, about all these crucial things for us. But nothing is moving on the ground. We cannot see anything. The Palestinians will not win the war, we are sure. But also the Israelis will not win peace. This is the reality. Now, as Christians in the country, we are blocked between the two. We are encouraging our people to do peace, to accept the peace process. But in the meantime, we are a minority, and Israel is not helping us. Israel is not helping the persons who are working for peace. The majority of the Palestinian people are not Hamas, and they are accepting the peace process, and they are accepting the existence of Israel beside them. But Israel must understand also that no one of us can accept to be slave to Israel.
That was Father Manuel Musalem, Catholic priest from Gaza.